It's called Alabatus flint, and this spot in the panhandle of Texas is the only place in the world where you can find it. Not only was it a valuable tool, but it was so important that it was even used as currency in a sense. We go to those flint quarries on today's edition of the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
The Alabatus Flint Quarries National Monument in the Texas Panhandle protects a place where Native Americans first came 12,000 years ago to find the flint used in their tools.
This is the only place in the world that this flint's found. What makes it unique is the colors that are in it. It's a beautiful flint.
Ranger Ed Day says flint was not only used for tools and weapons, it was currency.
They were using it for money, and they were buying things they didn't have, like turquoise beads, beads out of olive oil seashells, obsidian, the black volcanic glass, real pretty painted pottery, even the red pipestone material all the way from Minnesota.
Day leads tours of the pits where the flint was mined.
The quarry pits right now are not very deep. It's been over 100 years since Indians were in there quarrying the flint out. And every time it's rained for over 100 years, it's washed the flint and dirt back down in the pits.
Many of the flint pits were once 4 or 5 feet deep. They've counted over 550 pits in the 600 acres of the park. Despite the large quantity that was taken, there's plenty of flint left.
There's chunks of flint up there bigger than your refrigerator, just solid chunks of Alabates flint.
Not only does Day lead tours, which must be ranger guided, but he has a deep appreciation for the time it took to make the spear points carved from that flint.
To make most of those points, they were probably making in less than an hour. Now, the little bitty point, 15 minutes.
Traveling the countryside in Fritch, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.